Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the glorious eastern coast of Australia to the darkest corner of your greatest fears. Prepare yourself for terrifying tales of yaois, UFOs, paranormal anomalies, and much more. Nothing is impossible and nothing is off limits. Welcome to Believe the Night Shift with your host, Cade Moyer.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. It is a pleasure to be with you wherever you may be joining us from. We are broadcasting live to YouTube, so if you are watching this live, comment and let me know where you're listening from. My name is Kate Moore and I'm your tour guide on tonight's journey. And if you wish to join me, I have an open line ready for you. The number is 0730403096. Call in and share your strange and unexplainable stories. On tonight's show, we have a bit of a mind-blowing episode for you. So we got some new UFO footage captured by a Instagram influencer model. Take that for what you want, but the footage is incredible. So I'm going to show you that and we'll have a bit of a discussion and get your views on that. And we are also going to be breaking down the latest of the UFO discussions happening over in Congress in the US. So guys, we are back and this is call-in show number 52. Can you believe that? This show has been going for quite a while and it's always a pleasure to be hanging out with you all. So guys, I'm going to quickly let you know that the line is open and the line is hot already. So we're going to get this caller live on the air. Caller, what's your name and where you're from?
It's Adam. Been ringing in for a couple of weeks.
G'day, Adam. How you doing, mate?
Not bad, mate. I was up your way back in 2000.
Bit of a dodgy connection there. So hopefully he calls back. We'll get Adam back on the air. So sounds like he was a bit of a Cairns local, which would have been really cool. Fingers crossed he had a bit of a an encounter up here, which would be rather rad. So guys, if you do want to call in, the line is open. Just remember that we only have the single line, like that we've only got one. We're very low budget. It's a one-man team. But if you do want to share in call in, share your story, that's absolutely something you can do there. So the number 8 is on the screen for those watching live. And if you want to take part of the show after it is done, we do have a voicemail line. You may have heard the voicemail, tales from the voicemail at the end of season 17. And that's something that I would love to continue doing. So if you guys have stories that you want to share and you might be a bit intimidated on coming onto the actual podcast, I get that. So that's why we set up the voicemail. So if you do want to share a story that, you know, might be up to, I think the voicemail can take up to stories about 15 minutes long, but you can always call back and continue your story if the timer does run out. But I had a lot of really positive feedback about that episode. I think people liked hearing all the different stories from, I guess, a larger group of people, because I think we got about 6 or 7 on there, which is really, really awesome. So if that's something that you do like, please contribute to the show in that format, because I really like it. I think it's a really cool way for people to share their stories without the kind of like the limelight of an episode being on them, because I know it can be a little bit daunting for some people. And some people feel like they just have a really short story that they want to share. So that's a really cool way for those people to do that. So guys, please, please jump on board the Tales from the Voicemail type of episodes, because, yeah, I'd love to feature one of them at the end of every season. And as you know, we are at the end of this season. Season 17 has wrapped, and I really hope everyone really, really enjoyed what was presented within that season. You know, we had a lot of really great encounters, a lot of really brave people coming forward to share their stories. So that was awesome. Looks like we got this caller coming back. So, caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, g'day, Kate. Sorry about that.
All good, mate. It sounded like we had a bit of a dodgy connection going on there.
No, it was fine. It was just I had the original of the YouTube going, and that was coming over the phone.
Oh, mate, yeah, absolutely. That's number one rule. You call up, you got to turn the YouTube down.
Yeah, cool.
How you doing, mate?
Yeah, fine. Not bad. I've moved around a lot since back 2000 in Cairns, that's for sure.
Yeah, I could imagine. What were you doing up here? Were you working?
I was in my mid-20s and just, you know, doing life, I guess.
Not a bad place to spend your 20s. Lots of partying going on here in the 2000s, that's for sure.
It was fantastic back then, mate, I can tell you.
Yes, I can attest to that.
I
thought
it was even better 10 years before.
Mate, it was wild. It was wild. Well before my time, but the stories still go around. So, mate, did you have any weird encounters up this way?
I did, a couple, but the one that stood out was, I was just, man, I don't even know, I still can't get direction from where I was centred. So I would leave the main town of Cairns from the pubs, you know, the Underdog Hotel, etc., and walk north or east. I can't remember the bearings. But one afternoon, it was a Sunday afternoon, just after the wet, so wading through to my mate's place was about 2 foot high. So I had to wade through, so it was thongs and everything. And it was a proper old school upstairs with the, you know, the columns. So it was a proper upstairs house.
Yeah, like a Queenslander.
Right, full Queenslander. Pull everything underneath, cars and everything. If they got wet, they're done. So you had to walk up the stairs, and on the right, as you're walking up, was a bay window. You walk through the front door, walk into the lounge room, and then out the back of that was a bay window and another spare room. The lounge room was in front of that bay bedroom, so to speak. It's an odd house. If no one knows how they work, it's an oddity. Anyway, so two mates are living there. Five of us went up there today on the day just for a couple of beers, and the boys are just chopping up some veggies and stuff for lunch, for dinner. And there's on that bay window room was a spare door that was off the hinges, and it was laying against the sill on the other side of the door. I was sitting on a three-seater lounge, and that door was right next to my right. Then there's mate next to me and mate next to me, and then mate is in two single chairs on the opposite. And as the afternoon went on, and as I said, we're only having a couple of beers, it's just a Sunday afternoon. And I said, is this place haunted? Next minute, from out of the kitchen, because you know from the other side of an upstairs house, the kitchen's on the opposite end. And fair dinkum, boom, 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 through the fucking top of the roof, which is the floor of the house, that door that's leaning on the sill falls on my head. All the boys, because as soon as I said, is this place haunted, mate looked at me, and he looked at me square in the eyes. And as soon as he looked me square in the eyes, that's when the thump, 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 across the floor happened. And then the door fell on my fucking head.
First up, were you okay from that? Because, like, those Queenslander doors, they're pretty bloody heavy.
No, no, we were all stunned at first. Then we started, like, you know, giggly laughing. And then it was like, no one wanted to talk about it. And then it was just like, oh, fucking hell, wow, what a fucking laugh that was. Like, unbelievable. Like, and there was no one underneath. You know, as I said, there was 2 foot of water on the ground. You had to wade through 2 foot to get upstairs. So there's no one underneath and there's no one else walking around in the place because we were all sitting there.
That's a spin, isn't it? That's a real spin.
And it was dead set. Boom, boom, boom. You could hear it coming towards.
You just listened to a preview of a Believe Plus episode. If you want to listen to the entire episode, head on over to believepod.com/plus and become a member today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.